We're here at the National Automatic Merchandising Association One Show in Las Vegas, and I'm sitting with Billy Campbell of Automatic Chef, which is a canteen franchise in Waco, Texas. Billy, you've had a chance to walk the show floor?
Yes, I have.
And did you see anything interesting?
Yes, I did.
And what was the most interesting thing you saw?
Just a lot of new technologies, things that they were doing. Not really sure that. Well, it's just a lot of technical stuff that we're seeing. A lot of new products, a lot of new different variety of equipment, different concepts, different ideals. And that's what this is all about, is the ideals, is to gather the information and then take it back home with us and see if we can put it into an application that would, to better suit our business and drive us where we need to be driven to.
Okay. What do you think of all these video touchscreens?
Hey, any kind of interaction like that with the customer and the equipment, I really like a lot of it. I'm worried about it. On some of the stuff, I'm concerned about, people as far as being fragile. I think in certain applications it would be great. I think in other applications, I think it would be just something that would get broken a lot.
Okay. And what do you think of the micro markets?
Love them.
Operate any yet?
Yes, we do.
How's that going?
It's going great. We are really, really excited about the micro market. I think that right now, what we're seeing and everything, this could be. I'm excited about the vending again because of it. It's something new. It's got all the juices flowing again. It's a lot of fun to be in vending when you start doing these markets.
Okay, and how long have you been in vending?
I've been in vending 21 years.
Okay, well then I think your opinion, it says something.
Well, I don't know if it does or not, but the guys with the money, they like the markets too, because you can move prices and you can move them a lot easier, and that's something that we've never been able to do on the vending side of the equipment, because anytime that you try to take a price increase, there's always been resistance because of vending. We've never done a real good job selling vending, and that's all of us. That's all vendors, and it's really hard to move pricing because it's you're only as good as your competitor. And then that's the way it works.
Okay, Billy, thank you.
Thank you.